Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast, where we will be exploring what it means to heal from your past pain and programming so you can awaken to who it is that you truly are at the soul level. My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer, channel, and guide. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you as we activate our soul remembrance of what this human experience is all about and why you chose to be here at this time. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast. It's been a minute for any of you that have been following me in the year 2021. I took a break in somewhere around September. I think I might have posted a few podcast episodes after that. But if any of you have been listening, I got COVID back in September and took a little bit of a break after that. I really went through some deep, it felt like a whole new spiritual awakening, some deep healing integration, a lot of purging, and coming out the other side now. And I feel like a lot of us are going through this or have gone through this. You know, that's really what this awakening and ascension process is all about. And it's interesting, I think, sometimes that we think that we're supposed to go through these, you know, deep healing phases. And every time I think a part of our ego starts to think like, oh, this is the time that I'm going to arrive, that I'm going to realize everything, that I'm going to feel like I have finally come to some place where it all makes sense. And I don't know if we ever quite get there. I'm hoping that someday it'll all be a little bit more comprehensive in the sense that like we kind of understand it all a little bit more, but I think that we're still in the dark a lot in this whole process of like, I'm, you know, kind of like swimming in the dark. Like I just know I'm supposed to be going in this direction and we keep going and we can tell that the water is getting warmer or whatever. But we don't still really know where we're going or what's necessarily around us beyond what we can see. And that really is what I've been experiencing these past few months. It's been this process of knowing that I'm going in the right direction, but man, just like no clue about what's kind of going on around me, but knowing that it was deep purging in a lot of ways. So again, like I was saying, I think a lot of us are going through this. This is what the process is. It's ego death after ego death. It's, you know, healing wave after healing wave, and we just keep rising to the surface, and then another one comes, and we rise to the surface, and another one comes. And I've been talking about this in my communities and in my newsletters, this energetic imprint of 2022. And it's quite different than the energetic imprints that we have been experiencing, and it's really exciting. 2020, 2021, the energetic imprints of those years were all about the healing and the awakening and the purging, right? The ego deaths, that process of having dark nights of the soul, of coming up against our core wounds, all of that, all those processes. 2022 is going to start out that way. It has started out that way. We're into February now. I was hoping to get this out, you know, earlier this year, but this is when it's coming out. And so we're still in that, and we might be even feeling it tighter, stronger, more intensely. And I've given a few different analogies to that. One of them being, you know, I do believe that many of us, if not all of us, in some way, fashion, or form, are getting reborn this year. I know this is very true for myself. And so when you think about a baby being born, it's like we are at this point, we're like in the birth canal, and many of us are about to emerge. And that's really the most intense period I would imagine for a baby that is being born. It's that when you're getting squeezed through the hole, sorry if this is an awkward analogy for some people, but it's just what resonated for me. You know, that intensity, that twisting, that turning, that pressure, that's what we're feeling right now. And it's really just, we're emerging and we're coming out. And I guess if you want to take the analogy even further, you know, when a baby is first born, it's a little disorienting. So there's probably going to be a period of acclimating. Although I feel like we've been in this process of integrating a lot of this these energetic shifts that have been taking place. So I think the integration period is going to be quicker than it has been in the past when we've experienced different healing processes, different healing waves. But the energetic imprint of 2022 is incredibly positive. It's exciting. It's very fast paced, which I'm sure you have been feeling. I know I have. It's almost like, holy cow, I can't quite catch my breath. And yet life just keeps going, right? So one of the things that happens when time feels that way is that we don't have the time to really worry or obsess about things that aren't important. Yet when time seems to go slowly, or when things calm down, when we're deep in our comfort zones, we can worry about the littlest thing. We can spend a lot of time worrying about the littlest things, right? Our mind has time to focus itself on all the little negativities, all the little things that we want to improve, and it can really get kind of negatively obsessed in those things. But this time right now is so fast, it's like we don't have time for that. And so one of the side effects of that is that some of our shadows, some of our negative habits even, they're just kind of peeling off. And it's like we just don't have time to care. Now, that won't necessarily be true for everything, but it might be true for some of these like residual patterns that might have been hanging on that maybe we've done a lot of work around, but there's just these, again, residual patterns, residual energies that are just still hanging on because we re-engage with them only because it's a pattern and it's a habit and it's probably subconscious. We don't even realize we're doing it, but we are, right? And so we're able to become more conscious of that just because the frequency has been getting so much higher. And I'll talk about that too, but we're able to kind of notice it more and be like, oh, wait a minute. No, I don't want you anymore. We already worked on this and I didn't quite realize I was still doing it, but now I just realized it and we can let go of it a lot easier. It's going to be easier and easier for us to do these things. And another side effect of what this energetic imprint is that we might also be finding ourselves having more energy, more courage, more like a stronger ability to apply ourselves to areas that felt impossible before. I know that I have been going through this in the area of my health and wellness. And interestingly enough, this ties into my astrological natal chart. And so if you guys are members of my free Facebook group, Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls, you can search in the bar, like maybe just search in natal chart. I've done a couple videos on how to locate points in your natal chart if you don't already know. And so right now, the later degrees of Capricorn are very active. They have been very active. Pluto, the planet of transformation, has been in those areas for quite a while now, activating lots of different things. We just went through a very dynamic retrograde in Venus. In the same area, Venus is all about our own self-worth, our worthiness, which is a huge core wound for so many people, really activating that area. So if you know how to find a point in your natal chart, you can look to those later degrees of Capricorn. I'd look at like 26, 27, 25, somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly because there's been several different astrological events that have been in that same area, but not necessarily the same exact point. But what's important about that is to see what house that's in. And so for me, it's the sixth house. And the sixth house is all about your daily habits, your work habits, your body, your health. Okay. And so I have noticed that all of a sudden this year, you know, things that I've been wanting to do, like maybe go on a detox and really commit myself to it, really change some of my daily habits around my health. Like literally, you can't make this stuff up. Things that felt really hard before, all of a sudden, it wasn't like they were like, oh, this is easy to tackle, but I had the motivation to really try. And then once I started and got into it, it actually was easier than it's ever been before, easier than I thought it would be. You know, sometimes it's just that hurdle of like committing yourself to it. But for the first time ever, I just had this feeling of like, it's now or never in this particular area. So word of advice, check out your natal chart. And if you know how to find a degree point, look at those later degrees of Capricorn. And again, if you don't, you can either check out my Facebook group or I've probably mentioned in here, I love the intuitive astrologer Molly McCord. She has a YouTube channel and I know that she has a video on how to find a point in your natal chart. So just look that up. Really easy. And you probably, once you see what area of your life it is, you won't even be surprised. You'll be like, oh yeah, and it might feel like this has been a challenging area for you, because before I felt like I finally had the resolve to walk through it, it felt like an area that was just challenging. Like I just couldn't get myself to show up in this area for myself. And so again, going back to like, what is the imprint, the energetic imprint of 2022? And part of that imprint is going to be that we are able to overcome things that have felt impossible in the past. That doesn't mean we'll overcome everything, right? But it'll probably be like one area, one thing that we feel like we're ready to tackle. And some of this has to do with the Venus retrograde that we went through, again, in those later degrees of Capricorn. So knowing that area of your chart is helpful. But that energetic transition that took place really moved over this area of our life and brought a deeper sense of worthiness and value and desire to work at this area for ourselves, for our benefit. So that's going to be really important for 2022. Another thing about, I said I was going to talk about the energies and the frequencies. And so another thing that we will notice is that the intensity of the energies are here to stay. Whereas before, we might have gone through periods where there was an intensely energetic day here and there, and then in between, we'd have time to integrate, time to rest, time to kind of go back to our 3D lives and kind of forget about it, you know? And then those intervals got closer and closer and closer together. Well, I'm feeling that as of this year, it's just a constant, we're on. We're constantly on. We're constantly getting these intense energetic waves all the time. And it's not going to go away, although it will, there might be periods of it feeling less intense than others, because what will happen is we are acclimating to the higher frequencies. So the higher frequencies are just constantly coming in. So the interval rate is constant now, as opposed to being an interval rate. And now the question is, you know, when are they rising? Because they are just constantly coming in. And then at points, usually those like energetic gates or portals where before we would have felt the intense energy, whereas before we didn't. Now it'll be like, okay, there was intense energy, but now the frequency is going to rise a little bit. And so we'll feel that intensity more. But hopefully we will acclimate to it, as long as we're doing the work, as long as we're staying conscious, as long as we're, you know, being open and being loving. I'm going to talk about a couple different things that are going to help us move through this year. Actually, this is one of them, the purging process, right? So as the frequencies rise, as they will be continually doing this year, it'll be our job to notice, okay, what comes up, what's ready to be healed. And we actually have the capacity to heal quite quickly right now. And we'll also have the awareness of where our resistance is, right? And we never want to judge that. We never want to judge ourselves for that. We never want to be like, oh, great, here we go. Or, you know, I just can't, you know, we can recognize it, we can honor it, we can voice it. You know, there's nothing wrong with putting our attention on it, so to speak. Like, I don't want to make you think that like you're not supposed to acknowledge that you're having trouble in an area. That's the point of saying there's no judgment, but it's also okay to recognize that you have judgment around it. Like, that's okay too, right? But I just laugh because the human brain is so funny how we do things. But we are not the same person that we were last year. All right, these energies have changed us, whether we realize it or not. And so I just think it's really important to recognize that we have the capability to shift these things very quickly. And where we still hold fear, where we still need deeper healing, where we still struggle, we'll feel that resistance. And this is a gift, right? This is a gift. This is like, if we don't have a super connected, clear relationship with our guides and the universe yet at this time, this is our guiding post. This is the way that they show us. It's like, oh, okay, this is where I need deeper healing. Whatever this is triggering within me is where I need deeper healing. So we will have that capability, quickly healing, quickly shifting, and really strongly noticing where there's still resistance, and that resistance will get louder and louder and louder. All right, so The other thing that will be really important for 2022, if I don't know if you guys are following at this time, anyways, at the time of this recording, we have the Canadian Truckers Convoy going on. And I know that there's all different kinds of opinions about that, but without getting politically involved whatsoever and without following the narrative that's on the news, because you will never get an accurate depiction of what's going on by watching the news. Maybe if you're watching an independent news source, but I often find that even those still have their own, if it's not an agenda, it's at least their own feelings towards things. So it is really hard to find something that truly is completely neutral. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. There's been a lot of emphasis in our governments to create division with people. So there's just a lot of hurt feelings, and people kind of want to justify how they feel and see things. So my recommendation is go to their Facebook groups. Their Facebook groups are just so full of love and positivity, community, compassion, cooperation, working together. God, what else? It's just so moving. I have been brought to tears several times reading their posts, reading how people are finally coming together. You know, whether they were on one side of this mandate or the other, they're coming together for the unified goal of freedom. And freedom is going to be a huge energetic code this year, codes that are coming in and will be unlocking within each of us. So we'll see that playing out in the world, but we'll also be seeing it playing out for ourselves in our own individual lives. Where do I not feel free? Where am I not allowing myself to be free? Where do I have the perception or the illusion that I'm not free? You know, where's my sovereignty? Where am I holding myself back from being sovereign? Where am I not in alignment with sovereignty and total freedom? You know, what are my fears around freedom? You know, it's interesting when we start to really think about it, because a lot of us will start to think, well, if we're all free to just do whatever we want, the world might be in chaos, or nobody would want to work, or what would that look like, right? We can recognize like all of these fears and all of these programs that we've been conditioned and in ways we've been conditioned to think about freedom that is not serving us in the least. You know, to just generalize that whole conversation, the frequency on the planet is rising and is going to continue to rise. So as we implement and what's the word I want? As we open ourselves up to true freedom for all, our frequencies are going to continue to rise. So eventually, right, this isn't necessarily happening right this moment, but eventually we will see things like people hurting one another, that will start to dissipate. That will start to become a thing of the past. That type of energetic frequency will not be able to survive in the life experience that we're heading towards. So that's just something that has literally been co-created by us because of the programming that we've received. So if we can start to recognize that and recognize that, oh, wow, it really is okay for everyone to choose what's right for them, and that we will naturally start to gravitate towards those that are like-minded and those that are part of our tribe, and we don't need to worry about what somebody is doing over there. We can, again, I know that there's all this concern about, well, what about people that can't defend themselves, or and there's lots of good causes for that, but I feel very strongly that we're each here for a certain reason. So if we just follow our own intuition about what those reasons are, we don't need to be worrying about what everybody else is doing. Somebody is here to help that group, right? Maybe it's you, maybe it's not. Follow your heart, follow what you're here for. We all have a purpose in this process of creating a more harmonious planet, and keeping in mind that not everybody has chosen to ascend to this higher frequency, and that's actually their sole choice. I can't remember if we've talked about this before or not, but it is an important thing to talk about, that we all chose before we came into these human bodies whether we were going to, you know, ascend to this new higher vibration, or whether we wanted to play in the third dimensional human experience longer. And there should never be judgment around what somebody's choice is, right? And honoring that it is a choice, honoring that even if someone appears to be a victim, on some level, I know this is very controversial to talk about. This is a very high conscious perspective. So take it with a grain of salt, integrate what of it you can at this point, and just disregard what you can't. But even those that have experienced the victim story, which we all have in some capacity, I truly believe that their soul, and I preface, I truly believe, so you don't have to believe this, and I think that it's important that those that have actually been victims, you don't need to take this on if that's not where your healing journey is yet, and it's okay if your healing journey is never there, okay? I just need to preface that's really important. However, from a much higher perspective, very disconnected from the pain and the suffering that certain people might have experienced in this life, our souls chose to experience that in some way. Again, I apologize if that offends anybody, and I do understand. Again, we're all at different stages of our journey, and there are stages where that's just not comprehensible and that might trigger you, and I honor that, okay? However, along those lines, so 2022 is just about more of this purging, more of this healing. And I think what's going to happen is that we're going to keep having these like really tight squeezes and then expansions, and squeezes and expansions. But ultimately, this year is going to be a big, gigantic expansion for most of us. And also seeing in our physical reality that which we have been trying to manifest for so long. We're going to get rewarded for all of that inner energetic work that we've been doing that hasn't really been visible. We're going to get rewarded, and we're going to start to see that in our physical lives. This will continue in the years to come, but it's going to start this year. So that is one aspect. The other aspect is seeking neutrality. Okay, and I brought up the trucker's convoy, and what is so powerful about that again is this space that these seemingly two sides of a coin, right? The vaxxed and the unvaxxed are coming together in solidarity. They're finding neutrality, and in the neutrality of the cause is their unified purpose of seeking freedom for all. All right? So, but neutrality is something that we can find within ourselves when we're having a conversation, when we're reading a post on Facebook and it triggers us. We can practice neutrality. And we could talk about neutrality all day long, but what it really looks like is coming back to center and finding that place within where you recognize that there's never one truth. There's never one truth. Ever. Like, I have my opinions about everything that's going on politically, and yet I can recognize that I do not hold the one truth, that there is no one truth, right? There's all these different perceptions that are layered on top of one another. And when we recognize that and we let go of that need to be right, that need to be seen as right, the need to justify, the need for someone else to agree with us, when we can really let go of that and really just show up in love and show up with a desire to come together, to work together, it's really powerful. It's very healing. And that is the energetic frequency that will be needed and called forth within us in order for us to continue to move forward with when, especially when so many people are divided right now. So that is really important. And then, piggybacking right on that, the third thing that I think is incredibly important for us to be aware of for the year 2022 is divine love. And divine love is in my belief structure, divine love is the frequency of God, Source, Creator, the universe, also the frequency of us, because we are also the divine source creator. We are one and the same. Yes, I think we're expressions of the source creator, but I also think that we also hold within our potential all that is within the full source. I say that so that it's, I just want to specify that I don't believe that there is an energetic being outside of us that is better than us in any way. I think that we are one and the same. So one of the things that I think we will see more of this year, and kind of the template that's going to start, that's being laid down and built upon, is the recognition, the remembrance of the divinity within each one of us, not outside of us, recognizing that we are the ones that create the change. We are the ones that show up. We are the ones that learn how to love differently. We are the ones that learn how to show up differently. We are the ones that have all of the wisdom that we are seeking. We are the ones that can save ourselves. We are the ones that need to love ourselves before we can experience that love outside of ourselves, right? We start to recognize this internal access that we have to divinity and internal access that we have to our wholeness, right? We are whole, but what is not whole is all of the remembrance of the fact that we are whole, right? We come into the human journey fragmented and forgetting those things. But it's just a matter of waking up to the fact that all of the pieces are laid around us and we just need to put them back together. We're not missing anything. Everything is right there. But this is a game of waking up and seeing, oh, there's another piece right there. Oh, there's another piece right there, and putting it back together, right? So, divine love and finding, remembering the divinity within each one of us, within ourselves, but also within each other, right? And then when we start to remember that everyone is an expression of God, everyone is actually just another expression of ourselves, really, right? It gets a little mind trippy, I know, but truly, when we can try to bring ourselves back to that, when we're seeing somebody as an other, as an us versus them, as somebody that's against us, it's very powerful and very healing when we can remember that, oh, they're just there to represent something in contrast for me so that I can know more of who I am and what I believe. And that we're all doing that for each other in a million different ways so that we can all heal more, so we can all grow more, so we can all expand more. That is the beautiful tapestry that is the human journey, and the really incredible purpose that we all have in each other's lives, regardless of whether somebody seems like a good person or a bad person or a nice person or a horrible person, right? We all serve a purpose in each other's lives along our journey. And so it's incredibly powerful to keep that in mind. So I think that's all I wanted to share today. 2022 is incredibly powerful, completely different from the last 2 years. Again, whereas the last 2 years were just purging, 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 and more purging, this year is going to be some purging, but then that purging is going to get really, it's going to be intense but quick, hopefully, if we don't resist it too much. And it's going to be more about forward momentum. It's going to be more about, oh, whoops, there's one more thing that I forgot. Let me take care of that and move on. And we're going to be able to move on a lot faster because we've done so much of our inner work already. And now, if you're new on the journey and you're like, oh, inner work, I got to get going on that, just relax. Take a big deep breath. You're right where you need to be. You're waking up exactly when you wanted to, when you coded yourself to. We all have this energetic blueprint and it unfolds exactly as it is meant to. So just relax and enjoy the ride, honestly. It will be intense at times. It will be crazy at times, but this is what we came here for. This is what we signed up for. This is what we wanted to do. We are blessed and excited, and we were fortunate to be one of the chosen ones that got to experience this firsthand. This is going to be a really incredible year. I feel really hopeful about it. I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to be very expansive. I think we're finally going to start seeing the changes that we've all been hoping for. And so, yeah, I think it's just, I feel really good about it, even if there's going to be some intensity as well. But hopefully we will be, with the higher frequencies coming in, it's like even those intensities, even if something happens, even if we lose a loved one, even if, just something kind of rocks our world, we'll have the capacity to experience those things in a way that human beings didn't have the capacity to experience before. It'll become an integral part of our inner journey, of our journey to expansion and ascension. It'll be exactly what we needed. in order to catapult us to where we need to go. Maybe not right away, but the whole process of whatever we go through, you know, I always say this, at any point in our life, at any point in our journey, it's exactly what we designed for ourselves to experience, for exactly what we came here to experience and where we want to go and who we want to be and how we want to show up. It's just we don't always get it right away, and sometimes we never understand it in this life as a human being, and we won't understand it till we're on the other side. But if we can just relax and let that all go, I know I'm asking a lot here because that's not easy to do. I know that. But the more that we can settle into just trusting the process, just trusting the journey, the easier it'll be. Okay, that's it for now. Till next time, take care.